Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, Friday afternoon. Oh, we have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Social media, as we know it, is somewhere between a sewer and a wasteland. The legacy social media folks have decided, A, we want protection. We're just the public square. And at the same time, they act like publishers all the time. They restrict people, they silence people, they edit people. So where does this all go? I'm not entirely sure, but we got a little tip with Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas weighing in sort of kind of with this issue? Look, Larry Klayman has been following this sort of stuff and holding everybody to account for a long time. You know, he heads up Freedom Watch, and I'm happy to say he's made some time for us this afternoon. Larry, thank you for being here.
It's my pleasure.
Well,
Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. The pleasure is ours. So tell me what it was that Justice Thomas said and what it means bigger picture.
Well, we have to thank Clarence Thomas, who I've known for many years. I'm not a close friend, but I've known him. He's the one justice on that Supreme Court that has any degree of courage. And we see what the others did with regard to President Trump throwing him under the bus mm-hmm. in the election challenges. In a case that we had filed for, and that is Freedom Watch, for Freedom Watch, Larry Klayman and Laura Loomer, this conservative female activist who ran for office in Palm Beach, right. We alleged discrimination by these social big tech companies. It was an antitrust lawsuit. I'm an antitrust lawyer. I helped break up AT&T when I was a young lawyer in the Reagan Justice Department. Oh. And we also alleged that under D.C. law, there's a statute the leftists put in D.C. D.C.'s highly leftist to protect themselves, that there can be discrimination on the basis of political ideology and belief in a public forum, in a public setting. The case was dismissed, believe it or not, by a Trump judge, Trevor McFadden, a real hack, okay, on the bench. And in my new book, It Takes a Revolution, I go through the Trump judges I've been in front of. They're no better than the Clinton and Obama appointees. The president didn't know who he was appointing. They were given to him by Republican establishment, lobbyists and others. It went up to the D.C. Circuit. It was affirmed. Then we asked the Supreme Court to review it. And they did review it. And in five occasions, they postponed making the decision whether to accept it. But last Monday, in a case that was also brought, this one by leftists against President Trump for eliminating some trolls on his Twitter account, you know, ridiculous mm-hmm. case.
Yeah.
Justice Thomas addressed our case. In fact, the Trump case addressed our case more than our case, okay, because the Supreme Court didn't accept cert. You know, he was probably fighting with the other justices that would never want to, you know, give oxygen to Larry Klayman and Laura
right.
Loomer, you know, in
right.
the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
So, but what he said was, is that, yes, there are antitrust violations that can be alleged for discriminating because of the huge market power of these big tech companies. And I'd sued them all, everyone, Google, okay. YouTube, Instagram. And he also said that they could be regulated, in theory, as a public carrier, like AT&T had been regulated before we brought an antitrust case at the Justice Department to break them up. Now, of course, that's a little bit of circular reasoning, because the reason that my colleagues and I brought that case was because you couldn't regulate AT&T. They were hiding the way they were calculating their rate structure, ripping off, you know, American consumers, harming competition. They had a monopoly, and that's why we broke them up. Anyway, the short and the long of it is that while we thank Justice Thomas for what he said, is that that's all it is, what he said.
Yeah.
And the other justices of the Supreme Court didn't address it. And certainly under the leftist control of the Biden-Harris administration, they're not going to do anything about it. And the American people basically are left hanging. And that's why I wrote my book, It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry, which, if I can promote a little bit.
Of course,
you can
going to ask you about it, yes.
Which you can get at BarnesandNoble.com. You know, ironically, Amazon, who I've sued along with the rest of them, and also all the other major booksellers, and online at freedomwatchusa.org with a $50 contribution or more to help us do our work. I'll send it to you for free. But I want people to read it, because the legal profession is so corrupt. Mm-hmm. It is one of the major reasons that we're in the situation that we're in today. The book's dedicated to Jefferson. And while there are sometimes shining lights like Clarence Thomas, they're few and far between.
Yeah.
In fact, almost non-existent.
Yeah.
And Jefferson predicted that because federal judges, he was against their appointment in Article 3, would not be accountable to the people because they're not elected. How do they get their jobs? Through political campaign contributions, perks, and sometimes out-and-out bribes, that we would have to fight a bloody revolt every 20 years or so against patriots and tyrants. Adding that, what's a few thousand dead to refresh the tree of liberty? He didn't want to see people dead, and neither do I. I don't want to see anybody hurt at all. Neither did he.
Right.
But he predicted that we would get to this point because the American people would see they had no justice system that would represent them, no representative government in the other two branches as exists today. And that's in large part why the people rose up on January 6th in protest and entered the Capitol. These were not just criminals on either side. There were a few, but most of these were ordinary good Americans who said, I've had it. I'm done with the corruption. They saw what happened with judges not even giving President Trump a hearing on the merits. And Jefferson's prediction, the beginning of it, has come to pass.
So, Larry, without getting into everything January the 6th and the rest of it, because I know there are going to be a lot of people that hear that and go, oh, wait a minute, this is not the path we're looking to go down. Can you tell me a little bit about the social media portion of this? And as Justice Thomas, you know, spoke to your case and the rest of it, they on the one hand say, look, we are the public square. We're a soapbox. That's all we are. We're not responsible for anything, so you can't hold us responsible. But then turn around and act without question, I would say, as a publisher, right?
Well, you're absolutely right. Let me just clear up one thing. I'm not advocating violence either, but
right.
January 6th was not violence by and large. Okay, I'm saying that's the manifestation of the government no longer representing the American people. Now, with regard to social media, yes, this is a public forum. Yes, because they have monopoly power. That's what Justice Thomas was saying,
mm-hmm.
is that just like you could break up AT&T, you can break up these companies.
Yeah.
And you can order them to stop discriminating against conservatives, people of faith, and those who believe in the vision of our founding fathers. That was the basis upon which we brought the case against AT&T. AT&T was a private company. They weren't immune. They were being regulated. We couldn't regulate them. So they lost their antitrust exemption by virtue of their anti-competitive and monopolistic actions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're seeing here. What I alleged in the complaint against Facebook and Apple and Twitter and Google and all of them was that they were in parallel at the same time discriminating against conservatives. And that's similar to established antitrust dogma that if companies are setting prices at the same time,
mm-hmm.
you know, even competitors, that can be price fixing, which is a per se antitrust violation.
Right.
So what I'm saying in layman's terms is that Thomas gave us the green light. But on the other hand, you know, he then said, you know, on the other side of, you know, from his left hand to his right hand,
yeah.
you know, that the court properly didn't take up our case. Now, he was throwing a bone to his colleagues, but I'm sure that he was fighting with them over this. Yeah. He's the one justice on that Supreme Court that has integrity, in my opinion. And we see president's own appointees, Coney Barrett, Kavanaugh, and Gorsuch, even threw the president under the bus when the election challenges came up. This court is corrupt. It's corrupt. It does not represent the American people.
And now tell me, with Joe Biden's vision of enlarging it to what, 30, 40, 80 justices, do we have any idea where he's headed with this?
Well, yeah, they're going to do everything they can. I mean, 35 executive orders, more than King George III, okay? And ask yourself this question. You know, we declared independence, fought a revolution, and won over King George III.
Yeah.
King George III wasn't a socialist. He wasn't a communist. He wasn't a radical atheist. He wasn't a radical member of all these groups that have seized control of this country. We're in worse shape today than we were in the days, months, and years leading up to 1776. We have been put under a socialist, borderline communist regime that is ramming down our throats, including now restricting our Second Amendment rights. Biden said yesterday, no amendment to the Constitution is absolute. Really? Tell that to our founding fathers who are rolling over in their grave right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Larry, I appreciate you being here. I remind everybody, freedomwatchusa.org is the website. All sorts of very, very important information, opportunities to learn more and stay in touch. Again, Larry, I appreciate you being here. I look forward to having you join us again soon.
Thank you. I look forward to it as well, and you have a great weekend.
All right. You do the same. Larry Klayman continuing to fight, and I think these concerns about social media really need to be at the forefront of everything that you and I talk about. I know, way over here, I do apologize. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.